I can literally start immediately. A wee mowit. I can start immediately. A wee mowit. How you like that, dude? A wee mowit. We on, baby.
Here's the topic of the day. Here's the thing we need
let's
to talk.
Focus let's
on.
Get down to business.
Let's talk brass tacks. We were hanging out at the pool earlier and we watched a boy 69 with his mom.
Yo, that was for real, like disturbing.
It was crazy. There was I don't want to assume any ethnicity there. What would you have guessed?
No, it was. I don't have to guess. I literally saw it. It was a Middle Eastern boy.
Some type of
having sex with
his
mom.
I was trying to pinpoint it. That kid, you're being generous with eight. That kid was
12.
10?
Not 12.
I think he might have been close to 10, dude. He was big. He was like
9.
He was 6'5".
He wasn't double ditch. He was still in the Garden of Eden. He was humping his mom.
It was on her.
That was on her.
Obviously. That was nuts.
We were at the pool today, and I had a reference Grok. I was like, Grok, is it cool? I asked Grok.
Jesus Christ.
No, for real. There was a kid today at the pool. This is brass tacks.
This is brass tacks.
We were at the pool today. We were chilling. We were just recouping. We're chilling, having some fucking pina coladas out of a coconut.
By the way, virgin pina coladas.
So fucking
end good. Of the day, virgin pina coladas. We got
they were
bamboozled big time. They had such low alcohol content that another group of dudes came over and were like, "Yo, are you guys fucked up?" And we were like, "No." We're like, "Nah. We aren't either. We've been chugging these pina coladas. No one is fucked up." But I'll tell you who was fucked up. That giant titted mom. And I'm not gonna, you know, I don't.
That was a clash of cultures.
That was a culture clash.
For real, it was to be fair, we're at the pool. There was a Middle Eastern lady, and she had her maybe 9-year-old son, if we're being generous, like rapidly humping her leg, and we all had to just
switching
sit there.
Positions.
He was switching positions. I think that kid invented sex.
He literally invented sex. Enough that everybody else at the pool was making eye contact, going.
It was fucked up.
Bro, are you seeing this?
It was.
And then everyone would kind of look over it, and his mom was laying, I swear to God, legs spread on a fucking folding chair while the sun was smashing, bro.
Humping her leg, humping, like literally up and down. Grok was like, Middle Eastern culture. I asked Grok, I was like, Grok, what's up with this? Why is it like a thing, like Middle Eastern cultures? With the mom, is there like a thing that I'm missing as like a, you know, European guy? And Grok was like, yeah, they're a little more like fluid in terms of like affection. But if you see something that triggers your like sensibilities, you should report it to the staff. And I was like, I'm not going to tell the lady who's bringing us margaritas that a Middle Eastern boy is humping his mom.
The whole staff was Persian. They would have been like, oh.
Dude, you're saying Middle Eastern culture is free use.
It was. That's honestly.
No, but no, I didn't. I didn't want to be a cultural imperialist. I didn't want to be a cultural imperialist. I don't want to be like, hey, what I do is what you should do. But I was like, Grok, isn't it kind of universal that like if you're
don't hump your mom,
if you have a boner from your mom, isn't that universally frowned upon? And Grok was like, dude, if you see something troublesome, talk to the staff.
Grok,
and I was
Grok
like,
was like Hitler,
talk to the big titty Latina that's serving me drinks.
Well, you said it, Grok. Honey, it was Grok. Grok told me to talk to her.
No, it was for real. No, it was really like troubling my heart. I was like, this isn't right. This kid, the mom was laying. First of all, the way the mom was laying, I was like, this is crazy.
If the mom was laying without a boy humping her, that would have been.
That was enough.
That would have been crazy.
That was enough for like, how about a towel?
Dude, TBH, her pussy was out.
Lemaire. It wasn't out, but
y'all saw mom pussy this morning?
Yes, you were too busy ass up. Swimming like a fucking shrimp, dude.
Nate,
I was giving it my best.
You Nate, swim like a
you
scrimp.
Are the crawl daddy.
Yes.
Nate
crawl
was swimming.
Daddy. Swims like this. This is his ass. That's how he floats through the water.
It's like Jaws.
It's yeah.
You see Nate's ass, you go dun 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 dun.
The fin's out. Well, we probably should be actually a little quiet.
Yeah,
it's late here.
It's
we're
late,
just, dude. We're just in Beverly Hills.
We're just in the Pink Pony. We're in the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club. My daughters, but my daughters love that song.
Everyone,
and I can't be like,
song.
Guys, I know you love a song, I know you love to sing the lyrics, but
just so you know,
this is about you.
Anyway,
guys, we're in California having a good time.
Also,
there.
They would get in the pool, and
Gavin
he would
Newsom sponsored this podcast.
He would, Gavin, yeah.
No, we were in the pool.
Her, he would kiss her. They were kissing.
No, for real.
While he was wrapped around her.
Was it like lips kissing?
No.
It was like, it was enough. They were kissing
so much.
What
lips are you talking about?
They were kissing so much that I was like, is he special needs?
Yes, I thought the same thing.
And I was like, maybe I'm an asshole. Maybe this kid is severely special needs. Then I heard him fucking talking. He was like, the fucking Dodgers are looking great. I was like, God. He's like, God damn, this guy's 38 years old. He's like, fucking Dodgers fucking lost the series of the Padres.
No, we really did. We sat in the pool today. We're just having a nice quiet time, chilling.
It was a very nice quiet time.
And there was a kid, like literally, not figuratively, literally humping his mother. And we all had to sit by the pool and be like,
you just gotta swallow.
Man, we gotta adapt. We gotta just, this is what, you know, this is what we're doing now. And
this is how we get down. If that was a honky family, I would have said, yo.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you two doing?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
It was crazy, man.
And you were right earlier about handling business. About the whole situation.
Yes.
I'm not going to bring anything up.
From a Freudian perspective.
Absolutely Freudian. It was so intense that it led us into a discussion about how gay Freud is. And we were like, Freud must have been in a pool like this once and been like, everyone wants to do that. Because everyone did want to do that. Everyone watched him float around with his gigantic Iranian babe mom.
Hello.
A threat.
Yeah. No, to paint the picture, to be totally fair, the kid's mom was hot as fuck. It was undeniable. The kid's mom
she had a fucked up face, though. She had a full-on cat face.
She had the bimbo build.
Hold on. All women are, like, not all women, but a lot of women are going completely artificial.
She was AI.
He had a cyborg mom. He had an AI mom.
Fake tits.
He had a Grok mom.
Fake tits, a face.
Here's the thing. Mom. We didn't have to deal with Grok moms. Imagine if your mom had lip fillers, if your mom had all, you know, your mom was, you know, upgrades. What are you going to do? You're a boy. You're a boy attaching to supernormal stimuli.
I was obsessed with my mom anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
And she was just...
Hello.
This is crazy.
We can say that. My mom knows I'm joking.
For sure.
She knows.
We had classic moms.
Yeah, classic
these,
moms.
These 8-year-old, these potentially 10-year-old boys are dealing with moms who are
and
under
Pornhub.
The knife.
And
moms
Pornhub.
Under the knife.
Pornhub and then... Grok mom.
It's not his fault.
And Grok mom's also willing to let you rub her inner thigh.
Yes, we saw that.
Rubbing the inner thigh.
No, it was true. That's
an odd thing.
We're not exaggerating.
Yo, it for real would have been disgusting if it was a adult couple.
Yes.
You'd have been like, man, this fucking couple's like.
Yo, for real, get a room.
Get a room.
It was get a room status.
I think she would have let us get in there, you know?
You, guys touch, you know touch? What? That's unfortunate.
Lamar, that was the thought that was torturing me the whole day.
Lamar, that's the excitement about the whole thing.
No. Let's go asset for this 8-year-old boy.
Shit.
Yeah, we might
be breaking even on that.
The whole time I was going, let me upgrade.
Mr. Steele, your girl coming in going, I noticed how much you were hugging your son. How would you like to try that with an adult man? It's weirder, huh?
Yeah, let's raise the bar, mama.
You hit the boy with a go to bed.
There's no way.
We got this. This is fine. We haven't said anything bad. Yeah. You are the crawdaddy, though. I've never seen anyone swim more like a scrimp.
But you've never seen it level up.
You swim like a
scrimp. Yo, for real, I was worried. I thought Bubba Gump was going to fucking catch you in the net.
No,
Tom Hanks was back to back with Bubba going, imagine what we could do with this guy. Nate, you
broiled
swimming.
Shrimp. Fried shrimp.
Nate, how
shrimp
does your ass come up higher than your head when you swim?
I don't know. Bro, I don't want to say it this way, but I think my ass is buoyant.
It is.
It's not. It's not.
It's not. I think
my ass might be buoyant.
We've had a discussion about this. You have developed an unk. You've unked out into a dog ass.
Although, I will say,
I was born this way.
I don't know, dude. I think it's an African-American high-sodium diet. His ass flies. His ass was like a Spanish sail. Just fucking flying.
He's a man-o-war. He literally looks like a Portuguese man-o-war. He tried to push off the wall one of the times he took off. One of the things, Nate doesn't use his legs to swim. So his legs go straight, and it just they just float immediately. He took off from the wall. He pushed off from the wall. His legs immediately almost went. He scorpioned out on a push off.
That's aerodynamic.
It's not.
Yeah, it's no. There's no way.
You're
that
a poor
is.
Swimmer, but that's all right. You eventually you conquered it and won.
I mean that was kind
that was
of
awesome.
Amazing.
That was awesome.
No one believed in me when I pulled that off.
Everybody believed in you the whole time. We're like, bro, it's for real. You can do it.
It's also not the first time an entire pool centered around your swimming activities.
Everybody like, loves on. Your swimming activities. Yeah,
we all believe in you, Nate.
No, also, no one believed in me.
The
reason I know no one believed in me is because when I submerged on the other side, I got an applause break from the entire pool, which was
that happens. Everybody was hyped.
We were excited you achieved your potential.
It's like, what's that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr., The Radio?
I'm Radio? I'm a special needs guy.
Yo, radio, when you wear shorts for real, you look retarded. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen you in shorts. Bro, you fucking keep wearing pants. This is crazy.
I didn't pack enough clothes for how long this weekend
bro,
was.
This is crazy what you're up to. No. Can we all agree for, council?
B-Dub's council.
You gotta wear pants. You gotta wear pants. This is too much.
I also agree. This is too much.
Even, for real, as to your zestiness.
My zestiness? You guys try to possess me on me.
Those shorts are short as shit, and you're wearing Jordans with them, and it looks, there's like a girl lower half just with hairy legs.
This was all I had. I would have smelled like shit in this room if I didn't put on these free shorts.
This is...